what you say, here's what you don't say, and if you cross that line, you're in trouble with me.
Appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on the ball.
He was Belichick right there.
Dale Arnold.
Well, Minshew, they got him listed at 6'1". I guess he leg presses 500 pounds. I was shocked how thick he was.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Keefe.
Because we love you guys, we try to put money in your pockets.
College fund lock of the week.
You are out of your mind with the parlay.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
All us tight ends look alike.
Shotty, what that thing do?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Andy Hart is here, as he is throughout the football season on Fridays. We will talk with Jason McCourty coming up momentarily. The plan is to give you Bill Belichick live, his press conference, about 11:15 or so. Michael Irvin at 11:30. Yes, Andy?
We should note the Patriots assistant coaches are available this morning down at Gillette Stadium, which is a rarity. It's once a month. That means a guy like Joe Judge, who's technically the wide receivers coach, also the special teams coach, could be asked about Antonio Brown. So he could be getting some other voices talking about the Patriots and coming out of Foxborough.
Yikes. They're going to have to do their Patriots speak because this is not just Jets week, right? There's not going to be a ton of questions on the New York Jets, I wouldn't imagine. Especially the state of the New York Jets, which is another whole thing we can get into.
And the spread.
How about the spread, which continues to grow. Shime, are we at 23 still? Is that what the line is right now?
Last time I checked, it was even up to 24 in some places.
Oh, my God. Lord. Still taking them.
Yeah, me too.
Still probably going to take them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the Jets score this weekend.
Le'Veon Bell should be involved in some way because he is the centerpiece of that offense more than ever.
All right. It's time now to talk with Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots. He's brought to you by Big Y. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well. Defense looks good so far. You've not allowed a touchdown yet this season. How motivated are you guys to sort of keep that streak going all the way back to the Super Bowl? You guys have not allowed a single touchdown.
I think it's just about, you know, going out there every week and trying to continue to improve and play to the best of your ability. And I think we've done that so far. We're steadily working on different things, you know, kind of just a day-by-day process. You come in from the Miami game Monday, you watch the film, you make your corrections, then you go out there through the course of the week and practice, and you have some more mistakes, and you come in the next day and try to correct those leading up to Sunday. So we've just been doing that this week, getting ready for the Jets and trying to prepare for Gase and his offense.
Jason, I know you may not listen to our station 24/7, but we've spent a lot of time over the last 2 weeks talking about Antonio Brown, and I'm wondering, inside the locker room, is Antonio Brown's arrival and everything that he brings any sort of a distraction?
No, I think at the end of the day, once you get in the locker room and you get out there and you're at practice, you're playing the games, it becomes football. And I think that's something we all know how to do, something that for most of us have been doing since we were little kids. And I think he's no different than the rest of the guys in the locker room. You get out there, you're trying to execute, you're competing against one another, I think. That brings out the best in all of us. I think stuff that goes on outside of our concern as teammates just doesn't concern us. So he deals with the things that he has to deal with. In the same way off the field, all of us have different things to deal with, whether it's your kids, wives, whatever the case is. We all have to deal with our own off the field stuff.
Do you like having Antonio Brown on the team?
Yeah, I like everybody in our locker room. I think that's a part of just being a team. There's guys that come from all different environments, all different walks of life, and we all come together inside this locker room with one common goal in mind. And through the process and through the journey of that, it allows us and affords us the opportunity to get to know one another and build chemistry and build bonds.
So the outside world says you guys are a 24-point favorite over the Jets this week, and Luke Falk making his first start in the National Football League. How do you avoid a trap game or going into this game with any complacency?
I don't really think that exists in the NFL. I don't think you go into games and it's just, oh, we got this one in the bag. I just think you're in the NFL, you only get 16 opportunities that are granted to you throughout the course of a season, and you'd be foolish to take one lightly because you can't get a chance to redo that. So I think as a team, you don't even think of the sorts of, oh, this is we're favored, not favored. Like we don't look at things of that nature. I think when the beginning of the week starts, you're looking at the depth chart. You're like, we got Falk at quarterback, all right, Le'Veon Bell's at runner. You're just focused on who you're going against and within your opponent and how they're going to attack you.
How come Stephon Gilmore doesn't tell everybody that he's the best corner in the league? I feel like that at that position, that's what you're supposed to do. If you're a really good corner, you just tell everybody nonstop how good you are. Gilmore doesn't do that for some reason.
No, I think everybody's different. You know, each person is their own individual, have their own personalities. And guys that go out and you say you're the best, I have no problem with that. Be confident in your abilities. And as long as you back it up, do your thing. I think for Gilly Locke, the way he does his talking is the way he performs each and every Sunday. He steps out there. And I think with the way he plays, there's no need for him to have to declare himself the best in the league. Anybody that watches him play on Sundays can see that.
I saw the Patriots Twitter account put out a happy birthday video for him with some of you guys commenting, and every one of you brought up how quiet he is. Does he ever get loud? Does he ever get loud on the field? Does he ever talk trash, or is he quiet 24/7?
I wouldn't say he gets loud on the field. He's a soft-spoken guy. That's just who he is by nature. But I think there is some trash talking that comes out. He's a competitor. That's the one thing about him, silent or not. When he takes the field, he's trying to destroy his opponent, and he goes out there with that mindset. There's no friendly talk from him on game day. He goes out there, and whoever he's matched against, he's trying to shut him down. And I think within those matchups, if somebody talks trash to him or gets in his face, he's going to follow suit.
We're talking with Jason McCourty. One of the new additions to the defense is Michael Bennett. How have you seen him fitting in?
He fits in well, man. I think this team has a lot of veterans and a lot of guys that have been in the league for a while. I think whenever you had another guy, you can sit around and reminisce about your young days together. We're all somewhere around the same age. And he's a guy that's done a lot of winning throughout his career. And I think he fits in as well as personality-wise, just being in his locker room, understanding what it takes to win, understanding how a team comes together. He's been a nice addition for us.
How competitive are practices these days? Because it certainly looks like you guys have a very good defense, and we know Brady and Brown and Gordon is going to be a very good offense. How much time do you guys get to really compete on the practice field?
All depends upon the schedule and the script on any given day. Some days is more than others. Some days is not much. It's a lot of getting ready for your opponent once the season starts. But there's always some battles, and by nature, like you just said, everybody's very competitive, so there's always some trash talk that goes on. And I think that's how you get better, you know. Like you just said, offense versus defense, you go out there, one-on-one matchups, whatever the case may be, you want to win and you want to dominate. So I think whenever we get the opportunity, we're trying to make each other better.
I don't know if you watched the game last night, but Tom Brady was on Twitter. He was pretty critical of the refs. Jamal Adams, who will be in town this weekend, he's been critical as well. How difficult, especially for defensive players, is it to still play physical but also not get flagged? It seems like they're making it more and more difficult for guys like you on defense.
I think it's always within game plans, within officiating, it's always a game of adjustment. And I think you go out in the game, you go out there and you just play fundamental football technique-wise, and you see how the game's flowing. You know, for us as DBs, you may go out there, you start off playing the game and you're physical. There's no flags thrown, and you can say, all right, just, they're going to let us play a little bit tonight. I think you go out there, and even when you're on the sideline and you're watching our offense go to work, if you see touch fouls being called or different things of that nature, you know, all right, they're calling this one close, and I have to adjust my technique from that standpoint. So I think at the end of the day, you have to control what you can control. And the one thing as players we can't control are the calls that are going to be made, the flags that are going to come out. So you try to control the game with your fundamentals, your technique, and playing the way that you're coached.
Beyond the penalties, maybe the second biggest storyline in last night's game was mustaches. Your former team has a coach with a big old mustache, and Gardner Minshew has a mustache. You ever thought of growing a big mustache?
Even if I wanted to, I don't think that thing's coming in clean. So I think I'm going to have to stick with a little bit of facial hair that I have.
Okay. All right, it's Jason McCourty. Thanks so much for the time today, and good luck Sunday against the Jets.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jason McCourty, corner for the Patriots.
Do we steer clear of calling each other frauds on the air?
Well,
because I feel like we had a game plan going into that
interview.
I thought
the game plan was still executed.
Yeah, by me.
Well, listen, we both asked him Antonio Brown questions. We both knew what the answers were going to be, but we both did.
Right, but
it is pretty good, though. We
scripted the plays, yeah. And then we came out,
like,
and you
go
didn't
script.
Go with the first play.
Called an audible, Andy.
Yeah,
you should know
route,
this. You cover
hot
football.
Hot route.
Hey, Jason, how great's the defense?
Lucy had a great call.
Freaking awesome.
Lucy told me I should have asked him, what's it like working with Tom?
That's not very nice.
That's hilarious. What are
you
talking
about? Et tu, Luce?
What would be better, that one, or would you ever think about growing a mustache?
I thought that was good. At least I didn't ask him how good the defense is.
Still work for Pats.com.
Dude, oh, relax back there.
Dude, the defense is good. Now, let me...
Hey, defense, how good can you guys be? You trying to not let people score?
I asked if it was a motivating factor. It could be.
Unbelievable.
Well, listen.
Holy Moses, here's the difference. You should not be criticizing opening questions ever again.
I understand, Andy, that I spent a half hour making fun of somebody for asking a terrible question, and then I opened with a terrible question. The difference is...
I saved your ass and then got to the news of the day.
Save my ass. The difference is, in the locker room, Antonio Brown's going to be asked three questions. We asked Jason about 10. We had time to get to the Antonio Brown.
Right.
I wanted to get, because if we asked him Antonio Brown the very first question, I thought there was a chance where maybe he's like, oh, here we go again with these guys.
That's fine. He could have just said that during the pre-interview meeting we had off air.
We both asked him Antonio Brown questions, and I thought he answered them as perfectly as Bill Belichick could have ever wanted.
He really did. He was very impressed.
Do you like having Antonio Brown on the team? Yes, I do.
Yes.
He didn't do the, well, it doesn't matter, or it's on the field. I thought he was going to give us something to sort of read into.
Nope.
Perfect.
Went down the road of everybody's dealing with something off the field.
Love it.
We all do that. Blah, blah, blah.
And you're like, wow.
I thought he did a really good job.
He absolutely
as expected.
As expected.
Did you think he was going to do anything other than the right thing?
No, but we still had to ask.
Yeah.
We still had to ask.
So luckily I did.
And so did I.
Hey, Jason, you guys are pretty awesome.
The interview was
You
going to
let
minutes.
Up a touchdown this week? Jason, I hope not. I got you on my fantasy team.
Jason, do you remember that time in the Super Bowl where you broke up the pass that was going to Brandon Cooks? That was awesome.
It was kind of a late throw.
Do you remember that? Terrible throw, and Cooks wouldn't go for the ball like a real receiver
right.
would? Like a really,
yeah, you wouldn't have asked that.
Antonio Brown would have caught that.
Remember back in the day when you were like, hard-ass question
asker? I
don't
remember ever being a hard-ass question
John Farrell was in
answer.
Here, and you were like going at him, giving him tone.
I didn't. Those
now Jason
even hard
McCourty
questions.
Gets on the air. It's like, lob ball. I
Did
love you,
miss?
Jason.
I asked him if he liked having Antonio Brown on the team.
Yeah, after I started the ball rolling.
Oh, my God. Like, I never would have gotten there. Like, I never would have gotten
there. You
screwed
up the whole script. You are the worst West Coast offense ever.
What's it like being a twin? Do you guys share thoughts?
I'm surprised you didn't go there.
Why do you share a Twitter account?
Good
Actually,
Lord.
I should ask him that. That's a good question.
That seems like it'd be really frustrating.
People want to know that. People want to know.
Why don't you lead next interview with that?
I don't know why I'm getting raked over the coals here.
Because
I thought that was a solid Jason McCourty interview. Check it out later.
It was a good, solid overall
interview. If you're jumping in later. We asked him about the penalties going around. He's just...
You just gave me a lookout block. Instead of leading the way on the first carry of the game, you were like, look out!
I wanted to get him talking. It's a classic interview technique, Andy. You probably wouldn't know this, but you want to...
Butter him up.
Yeah, you want to get the person talking a little bit.
Soften him up.
Yeah, you want to get the person talking.
That would have been fine if we had discussed it beforehand.
Because if I led with... Well, you could have also gone... We could have gone softball,
heater.
That's what we could have done.
No, I felt like we
could
would
have
change speed.
Change, heat.
No, I thought,
Knuckle
felt
slurve.
A change of... Knuckle slur.
Keep him off balance.
Yeah. Felt like we needed to change the pace there, maybe get to the news. Especially since one of the hosts here just mocked the local media for their inability to get to the news in the media availability.
You're confusing me for somebody else.
No. What's it been like working with Tom?
Oh, my God.
Jason, how good's the defense?
Jason.
Pretty good, huh?
You're out there on the field with your twin brother?
That's awesome.
A wild
Talk
time.
About it. Your mom must be pretty excited.
Listen, we got there, though. We got there.
And I took us there.
Oh, my God. Like, I wouldn't have done that.
The one guy, like, one day a week that. Guy has to get us there. The daily host.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Talk to you next week.
Right, I got to keep a good relationship with him.
Yeah, I'm going to be here every Friday, too. He's a Friday guy. So either him or his brother will be talking to me as well.
That could have been his brother. Who's to say?
And he knows the questions are coming. He's a smart guy.
Because we script
him out.
He's
prepared.
Because
we script him and we go off script before we even start.
You can't kind of, you know, push me into the corner with a script. I'm not reading the script.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't, write the script.
I didn't write a script.
You did. You said, here's what I'll ask him if he likes playing with him. You ask him.
Do you notice every time Andy does an impression of me, it's a different voice and they're all stupid and none of them sound like me? Have you guys noticed that? Is that something you guys are picking up on?
They're all stupid.
Well, they don't sound like me.
For a reason.
Is Bill Belichick not at the podium just yet? 11:15 was the scheduled time.
He's not late quite yet.
That doesn't mean they're cutting Antonio Brown.
Well, he's late every day.
That's not true.
Or he's late a lot. Maybe not every day, but he's late often.
They say that about Antonio Brown, too. A lot of these stories are he's very late.
Yeah, we'll see how that flies.
He hasn't been late yet, I wouldn't imagine. Right? He's been at every practice. He has perfect attendance at practice
so
far.
And he lets you know. He put out an Instagram video this morning at 7:36 or whatever. He had another video where you could see, like, the stadium in the background.
Are you surprised they haven't just said straight up, you know what, maybe Instagram's not for you this year?
Yeah, I am a little surprised. And maybe they have.
Yeah.
See, coach, this is what I do.
Well, so how many times can he just do something stupid and stay on the team?
Because, again, is there a slippery slope there? Can you tell him he can't do it?
No.
Telling Tom Brady and Julian Edelman and Devin McCourty and everybody else, you can't do it?
No, Tom Brady did a whole sit-down interview with E! News the other day going on and on about TB12 and everything else. So no, I don't think you can. And that's my point. When people were up in arms about the video at TB12, I was like, it's harmless. I go, we haven't seen it, and you were wondering if maybe he was going to stay off it. He's clearly not. But what did he say in there that they could really get mad about? Tom Brady did a documentary during the season.
Right.
You can't compare
the two either.
No, you can't.
You trust Tom Brady's decision making. You trust that he won't be a distraction. You trust that he'll do the right thing for the team.
Yeah.
You can't possibly trust that with Antonio Brown.
I don't trust Antonio Brown.
You don't have a history.
Are you a little worried that it is week three in the NFL? I'm saying for Antonio Brown, if it's something every week, well, we get 15 more of these or whatever it is, or into the playoffs, we have even more.
But it could get to the point like South Park where you just stop paying attention. That's what they do. They make fun of everybody. That's what Antonio does. He's going to put something up. Let's just ignore it and play football.
True.
At some point, you become numb to the distraction, I would think.
Well, there's a guy in the White House maybe that people have had a similar kind of effect.
And I think there are decent comparisons with those two in their inability to stay off social media.
Right. Or if somebody says something bad about him, they can't possibly not respond.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not just, oh, I gotta update my followers on what I had for breakfast. It's no, oh, this person said this, so I'm going to seek out the Sports Illustrated article.
They do not know the high road, the quiet road, the lay low road. Not at all.
Can't do it. And you would think, especially with Antonio Brown, who still hasn't gotten paid yet by the Patriots.
Well, he's gotten a game check.
He's gotten one game check, but the $5 million, just over half of his signing bonus, I believe, is Monday.
Yeah, the 23rd.
That's Monday.
So he needs to make it to Monday.
Does he make it to Monday is the question.
He should get t-shirts made. Antonio, # make it to Monday.
Well, wouldn't you, if you were Rosenhaus and his lawyer, Darren Heitner, who, by the way, I don't know how much longer he's going to be his lawyer.
May not even still be.
But wouldn't they say, you know what? We love the Instagram posts. They're all great. They're all really a good time. Maybe wait till the 24th to start firing those up. Let's get a check and cash said check.
So he clearly, my guess is Antonio Brown believes in his brand. Right? There's value in being active on social media, and I make money, and I blah, blah, blah. Is there $5 million in value? That's a lot of posts, I feel like. You're not exactly a Kardashian
But is he at that level? From the Firefest? Lucy, how many followers would, Kendall Jenner have? It's got to be an insane number.
It's got to be, 5 million.
So, not much more than Antonio Brown.
Three million?
Three and a half, maybe, on Instagram?
What's he getting? What's he influencing?
Never mind. Oh. She is 28.2 million.
There you go.
A little low
different,
over there.
Yeah, it's a different kind of ball game altogether.
Do you see him?
He just lost all of his endorsements.
Right. So,
What do you think of Nike getting rid of him?
I think that's a safe bet.
Well, it was funny because yesterday I pulled up the list of guys and gals that Nike has gotten rid of who, at one time were endorsed by Nike and then they cut ties with. Lance Armstrong, Michael Vick, Ray Rice, Oscar Pistorius, Manny Pacquiao, who you may have missed it. He had some homophobic comments in Philippine television. Maria Sharapova, who's not as bad as those ones, but Sharapova got busted for PEDs or something like that. So they cut ties. But with the exception of her, it's basically criminals. A guy who killed dogs, a guy who may have killed his girlfriend, a guy who punched his girlfriend on video. Those are the people that they had, and they're no thanks. And so for them to get rid of Antonio Brown,
feels easy to me. What did they sell because of Antonio Brown that they wouldn't normally sell? I know they had a workout shoe that was an A-beat, but it's not like Jordan or Zion Williamson who's going to come into the league and all of a sudden kids are going to want the shoe.
Do you think business is still booming?
For Nike, yes.
That'd be my question. No, for Antonio
Brown.
Not
for Antonio Brown right now.
Not for Antonio Brown.
I think he is losing income. There are streams of income are being lost.
He had all these deals. He signed that helmet deal and then that was immediately gone.
Yeah.
He had the helmet deal for a week. He probably didn't even get paid by the helmet deal.
Oh, I would assume not.
And then there were
even think that, by the way, I may have said this last week. I don't think that was related to these off-field issues. He went on the practice field with another manufacturer's helmet.
I think you're right about that.
If you're a Nike guy, you can't wear Reebok.
Right. I think you're right about that.
That was a straight business.
Unless you're a
move.
Big baller brand guy, then you can wear whatever you want because those shoes are trash.
That brand doesn't really exist.
No, it needs a little bit of a rebrand.
It was a
perhaps.
Good fight. Did you see that online between father and son?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
All's not well there.
No.
No, the ball houses, things are
a bee's blowing up.
Yeah. So still no Bill Belichick at this point. Interesting. Something going on. Roster move, perhaps?
No. He's just putting the hay in the barn.
Or does what happened last night, or I guess Wednesday night with all these text messages, does that warrant a team statement?
No, I
don't think so either. No. So it's not like they're crafting a statement.
They don't release a lot of statements for relatively minor things.
Right.
And I think this is relatively minor.
This would be minor.
Because I think you actually extend the story and fuel it if you release a statement. It becomes a bigger deal.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
You promote the story. Some people may not have seen it. Oh, wait, the Patriots released a statement. Let's go see what this latest story is with Antonio Brown.
What's your prediction on Belichick's opening statement? It's all about the Jets, right?
I think he comes out with a big smile.
Okay.
It's Jets week. Let's have at it. I think he's going to. You're expecting a filibuster, correct?
I am.
4 minutes on how great Adam Gase is.
You know what? Let's find out right now.
All right. Well, we're definitely plugging away this week. With the Jets, this is I think a big challenge for us. Obviously, Coach Gase has done a great job of game planning against us in the 3 years here at Miami, and caused us a lot of problems. So I have a ton of respect for him, the job that he does. And the problems that he presents. Coach Williams also does a great job. That's a very aggressive defense. They have a lot of good players. They're a very physical group. They put a lot of pressure on you. So, we'll have to deal with that. And Coach Boyer in the kicking game, same thing. They're a group that has good speed. They have good size. They play very aggressively. Good schemes. They do a lot of things that in terms of the overall scheme that can cause you problems. So, we've had a lot to prepare for this week. Finish up our situational stuff, preparations, and be ready to go on that. No, there are questions about Antonio. We take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So anything on football, happy to answer.
Raise hands, I'll call on you and we'll get started. Aaron McKinnon.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
25 here. Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that. We're going to do what's best for the team like we always do.
Christine Hager? You always say you want what's best for the team. So how do you weigh with your players their performance on the field with their behavior off the field and what's best for the team overall?
Yeah, well, it's a big picture question. We answer it the best we can. There's no set formula.
Well, how important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Bill Perry?
Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
Brian Burnett? Bill, another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Back to Jerry. Was there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough?
So, yeah. That's, yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, here we are.
All right. There you go. Back-to-back, not back-to-back, but two walk-off.
Yes.
Press conferences for Bill Belichick, who had enough of the Antonio Brown questions.
I could ask you to read into that. Has he had enough of it, the questions, or has he had enough of it,
great
Antonio
question.
Brown?
And great question.
If you can re-rack the very beginning of that, the we're looking into it. I think Antonio Brown is very much on the ropes. I was at 15% that he's gone. The percentage is rising after I just heard Bill Belichick. I was surprised that he opened and addressed it. I was surprised how open he was while addressing it. I think Antonio Brown is on the ropes.
Well, we're going to unpack Bill Belichick's press conference, which again, what did that last? 5 minutes, 6 minutes, tops, all Antonio Brown questions. He was not having it once again, so sort of deja vu. Could this last all season, or will Antonio Brown not last all season? So we'll get to that. Your phone call is 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Michael Irvin next, but then after Irvin, we will get back to the Bill Belichick press conference here. It's Dale and Keith with Andy Hart.
Non-stop, wall-to-wall coverage of the Patriots. We're back with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Shock the system.
Jerry, was there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough?
So, yeah. That's, yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, yeah, we had enough of that.
There you go. Bill Belichick forced to walk off the podium again because of Antonio Brown questions. This is Dale and Keith. Andy Hart is in. We've decided to call an audible. That happens
good
sometimes,
at those.
Andy. Yeah, sometimes you have to do it. Michael Irvin will join us at 12:30 today because we need to react to Bill Belichick's just over 3-minute press conference, which did start the way that I thought it was going to.
Yes.
All Jets. And then similar to the last time he walked off, he did acknowledge Antonio Brown before the questions started.
Which I thought, A, that he addressed it, I was mildly surprised. And then the tone and the words he used, I was very surprised.
Is he getting burnt out on this?
Oh, yeah. As I said right before we went to break, the I'm done with it, I don't think was just a commentary on the questions about it. I think he's done with it.
So is he done with it because everybody's asking him nonstop about it? Or is he done with it because he's like, this is a player that is just, it's going to blow up in our face because he keeps doing little stupid stuff. And I'm not just taking away the Brittany Taylor part of it. I'm adding all these other stories that pop up that maybe on their own wouldn't kick him off the team, wouldn't get him suspended. But you're like, dude, enough's enough. 20 years here, you probably add up all the infractions from players that were on the team. It's probably close to Antonio Brown as far as distraction-wise.
Yeah, I think if these questions were all related to the civil lawsuit that came out more than a week ago, Bill would be frustrated with the media.
Yeah.
Because these questions are all about new revelations,
and this is new stuff while
and
he's
Bill
here.
Acknowledged they're looking into the new revelations, the new issues, he's done with the situation.
Yeah, he might be.
I don't think he blames the media for asking. I think he understands the media is going to ask because there's a new story every flipping day.
But this Friday crowd, huh?
Does Bill think that Antonio Brown, or they need Antonio Brown on offense?
No, I don't think Bill thinks they need anybody anywhere.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
That's the beauty and ego and dominant. Right. I mean, the whole thing is he thinks that if you give them an average quarterback, they can win. They don't need Brady.
True.
So he certainly doesn't think they need Antonio Brown.
I don't think they need Antonio Brown to win. I mean, they just won the whole thing last year without him. But I do think it's an obvious statement because he's the best receiver in the league. He does make them better, and he also gives them something they don't have.
Oh, he's huge.
He's not redundant in any way.
No, he becomes the Gronk, the focal point of the offense, makes everybody's life easier on the field, certainly not off the field. But the other question that I love when fans bring up, not only do you have Antonio Brown, but you're keeping him from going anywhere else.
That's
right
true.
Now,
that's definitely a bonus.
By the end of this week or early next week, could Jalen Ramsey and Antonio Brown be on the Kansas City Chiefs?
Horrifying.
And the
if you're a Patriots fan,
front runner changes in the AFC.
It does. It would definitely swing to them. Definitely, because I think Ramsey, and we had Peter King on yesterday, and he had the Eagles as the favorite to land Jalen Ramsey, but he had the Chiefs right up there, and even the Ravens, who aren't bad. So, I mean, if he jumps to one of those teams, that could definitely sway.
You know, for the week, he's there.
Right. Yeah, you don't know how happy he's going to be with that. So the press conference is not very long, so we have time to go through it again and just sort of relive it, and we can stop and start it, Andy. But this is his opening statement, Bill Belichick.
Big Friday crowd, huh?
So first of all, Big Friday crowd, he says.
Did I miss something going on?
A few news guys here in the house. Oh, that's interesting.
All right. Well, we're definitely plugging away this week.
All Jets stuff here early.
The Jets. Yeah. This is
to be expected.
Big challenge for us.
Gase
obviously,
is good.
You know, Coach Gase is.
What do you mean, big challenge for us?
Challenge.
Do you think the Jets are going to be a big challenge for us?
Well, yeah, because you the challenge of maybe overlooking them because you're a 24-point favorite.
True, it's a 1 o'clock game. You could sleep in and miss it.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
You know, you have a big Saturday night, which a lot of us I think probably have in store. You could miss the game. That's probably the biggest challenge they have, right? Getting there on time.
Probably showing up.
Done a great job of game planning against us in the 3 years here at Miami, and
all right, we'll skip this.
Caused us a lot of problems.
You don't want to skip it?
So.
Oh.
You know, we've had a lot to prepare for this week. You know, finish up our situation stuff, preparations, and, you know, be ready to go on that.
Pause.
There are questions about Antonio.
So he talked for just over a minute just on the New York Jets, pretty similar to the Miami Dolphins from before.
Also pretty similar to his Wednesday. It's how he led his Wednesday press conference.
That's his
general MO. I'm going to talk about the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, the special teams coordinator. He just regurgitated.
Right. No, there are questions about Antonio. You know, we take all the situations with our team very seriously. and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations or questions on that. So
they're looking into it?
Football.
Yeah. And they're taking it very seriously.
And they should.
Correct.
They should take it seriously.
Well, but no, because how serious is this compared to the initial? It's not as serious an issue.
It's not as serious to me. It just isn't.
And we take all of them, which if you take all of them, we spoke about it earlier, is this issue a fireable offense? Is this a cuttable offense? In and of itself, no.
I don't think so.
But he says all of them.
Yeah.
And I think he could be talking in general. So if it happened to Daron Harmon, if it happened to Landon Roberts, we take every issue seriously. Or he could be talking about, we take all of this, and they're starting to snowball, and we take all of it together, cumulatively.
Right, because, I mean, you have a safety with a cocaine possession charge or whatever, and like, whatever. Like, nobody cares. Like, we take it all seriously. We'll see how that one plays out. But this is just nonstop. Like, Patrick Chung has that incident.
Right.
Antonio Brown, it's like every day there seems to be something new with
him. And potentially something that he has told him to stay away from. Right?
Yeah, I would
Bill's,
think so.
I'm guessing, I know Bill, you can't ask him because he'll say I speak with all my players all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing he's had a sit down at some point with Antonio Brown and maybe map some things out expectations-wise on and off the field.
Right.
How to handle himself. And I'm guessing some of this does not fall in line with how to handle yourself.
That's probably fair.
Anything on football?
Nope.
Nothing.
I don't think there's anything on football. My guess is very limited football questions coming your way.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him, personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
I mean, how he feels about him personally, I mean, I don't, he's a football coach.
No, but I think the implication in the question from Henry McKenna is, do you lose interest in investing in time, that football time, right? Mm. Does that affect how much you're going to invest in this guy, get this guy ready, when you feel like maybe the rug could be pulled out from underneath it at any point?
Do you think that, I wonder what the line is for, like, how good a player needs to be to put up with this stuff? Like, obviously, I think he's the best receiver in the league, so I'm not surprised that the Patriots are putting up with it, and I would still, even to this point, I personally would. But if he was Brandon Cooks, is he still on the team? If he was, you know, you can go even like lower down that list, would he still be on the team?
Well, I think what's going to be potentially even miscast here by Antonio Brown is that the civil lawsuit is, if say he's released by the Patriots, that the civil lawsuit did it. I don't think it did. They did not release you on Wednesday,
nope.
Thursday.
Nope, they
played you
that.
In Miami.
Yeah, they knew
right?
all about that.
So don't pretend that that's the issue. Your inability to let things lie is what's going to get you released, if that happens. It's not the initial issue, because you worked past that issue. You played in Miami. You were loving it. They were putting videos with you out there celebrating with Tom Brady on their Twitter account, right?
Right, oh yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts if it happens. I think he's not going to understand that it's a culmination of everything.
I don't think he'll understand much
of it. That's, probably not.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusation.
Yeah, no. Football thing. There we go.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No.
No. Not going to get into that.
I mean, that was the easiest one to bat down.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Like, you get, how many snaps is he going to play? You guys going to run any trick plays with
Antonio?
Also, like, that's not
isn't
happening.
That similar to last week? Wasn't there a similar question where he goes, no, I'm not going to give you the playbook.
Yeah, you're not going to get into the game plan. Like, there's no way you're going to get into that. But once again, all Antonio Brown. The latest here today, Bill Belichick had a press conference that did not last very long. It was all Antonio Brown questions. He wasn't having it. It lasted a little over 3 minutes. And really, if you take out the minute plus on the Jets, that was a 2-minute press conference today for Bill Belichick. I can't remember him storming off too many times. Andy, you were always down there. How many times did he storm off?
Few and far between.
And now
you don't need more than two
Brown.
Hands to count it.
Right.
And two of the instances have happened in the last week, basically.
So we'll continue to go through the rest of this press conference. Only a few more questions.
Won't take long.
Take
worry.
Your phone calls as well. 617-779-7937. Are you ready for the Patriots just to cut ties with Antonio Brown so they can focus on the, so you also, as a fan, can focus on the season? Or are you on my side where the guy is such a good player that you got to kind of weather the storm? It's going to be bumpy. There's going to be some questions that players are going to have to answer. But every Sunday, he is going to be making catches and running up the score. That's what it comes down to. It's Dale and Keefe. We got Michael Irvin now. We pushed him to 12:30 here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
when we work on football, we work on football. We're going to do what's best for the team like we always do. Yeah, well, it's a big picture question. You know, we answer it the best we can. There's no set formula. Everything's important.
There you go, Bill Belichick not having it earlier this hour, and you heard it right here on WEEI, Dale and Keith with Andy Hart. Belichick's press conference lasted under 3.5 minutes, and again, he opened up with over a minute worth of Jets talk.
Right.
So it was really the 2 minutes and questions about Antonio Brown that he wasn't having, stormed off, and if you watch the video, he's not thrilled. He even makes like a little bit of like a hand gesture towards one of the reporters.
Whoa, which hand gesture?
No, not that. Oh. Not that. But just sort of like, he's like, come on. Like, I don't know what he said to him because he was off mic at that point.
I think he's projecting. I don't think he's mad at the media. I think he's projecting his anger at the situation and Antonio Brown at the media.
Because Bill's
plenty of times he's been mad at the media.
Yeah.
This is not one of them, I don't believe.
Yeah, you might be right. And because he's made it clear before, like whether we've talked to him or with OMF that he does every Monday, it's like he knows that all the media members have a job to do.
Right. Right? He opened like, this with, yeah. I understand there's questions.
Correct.
So he's acknowledging the questions. He understands they're coming. He doesn't want to answer them. He kind of answers some of them along the way in various loose ways, fueling the engine. He didn't just say, we're focused on the Jets. He could have done that on Henry McKenna's first question. We're focused on the Jets.
No, he's given it a little bit more light.
He gave a little rope, and people took the rope and pulled on it.
Because you can't say it's a serious matter and then just give zero.
Well, you can, but he didn't.
I mean, you can.
He has, but he didn't.
Not in this case.
You always say you want what's best for the team. So how do you weigh with your players their performance on the field with their behavior off the field and what's best for the team overall?
Yeah, well, it's a big picture question. You know, we answer it the best we can. There's no set formula.
Well, how important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Yeah. Hmm. Again, that's a question that I have heard get answered with, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll let
he answered it.
He did. Yeah.
He said everything's important.
Right?
It's a big picture question. You know what else is a big picture question?
What's that?
Antonio Brown. Is he on this team?
Is he on the team?
This week, next week, or Super Bowl Sunday in February?
And he does answer it, but again, he puts sort of there's a timestamp on it.
Bill Perry? Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
It's on our roster.
Present tense.
I was going to say, he's on.
Present tense.
He is.
He couldn't
on our
possibly
roster.
Be off your roster before 4 o'clock this afternoon. If they released him,
yeah.
It would be a 4 o'clock this afternoon release. Now, we could get info earlier. Field Yates could report it before then. Adam Schefter could report it before then. But he's on your roster because he has to be on your
now,
roster.
Now, we opened the show. I said there's a 10% chance he is gone. You really went out on a limb and then said 15% chance that he's gone. Do you change your opinion after listening to Belichick?
Yes.
You do.
I don't know that I've gotten over 50%, but if not, I'm at 49.999999%. It's a coin flip at this point.
So
at
right
worst.
Now, there's as equal
hell,
chance.
Hell, I think I'm over 50%.
What?
I think he's on the ropes. I really do. I think
you
Bill's
think he's
tone,
off the team.
I think his words, I think his willingness to answer these questions and at least acknowledge the questions and take into account how serious this is, big picture,
right.
He is on the I think he's done.
And you have to weigh in right now because, as we know, Patriots fans, we will talk ourselves into anything. If he's off the team, you'll say, well, that's what's good for the team.
Right.
If he's on the team, well, that's good for the team. So you have to say right now. He is currently on the team. Do you want him still on the team?
I'm done. I'm like Bill. I'm done with this.
I still want him.
Of course you
it's
do.
It's a headache for sure, but every Sunday it is a nightmare for opposing
so
defenses.
So 6 terrible days, is that made up for
one,
with
incredible
one good day?
Yes.
What's his ratio of distractions to catches? Right now
he's
about even,
yeah.
Right? He's about even.
Right now, even
four catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown, and at least four distractions over the course of the week and a half.
I think he's going to have a big week.
Can you have a 1-to-1 ratio on catches to distractions and remain a Patriot?
Is that what you're hoping for?
I don't think you can.
That may be tough, actually.
Yes.
That may be tough to do.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Paul, who is in Abington. He joins us next. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Nothing surprises me at all, but I got to start off by asking, is Belichick contractually obligated to do these interviews or these podium sessions or whatever you want to call them?
Yeah, there's rules in the NFL. The coaches have to do a minimum number of press conferences. I think it's 5 meetings a week with the media.
They do like 2 conference calls.
Right.
They do like a Wednesday, a Friday, and a post game, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I firmly believe that he knows he's got a great talent on his hands. I firmly believe that if he didn't want him on this team, I believe he wouldn't be there right now. I think he would have already been released. So you keep mentioning about he's upset or fed up with today, especially fed up with the Brown questions. Now, I understand the media's got to ask questions, but at the same time, I think he's fed up with the media. And that's why I'm asking about, is he obligated to do this?
Yes.
Because if he wasn't, I'd sit there and say, I'm surprised he lasts the 3 minutes, never mind 3
right.
seconds.
No, it's because
I think he's fed up.
Yeah, I think he has to. And
I completely disagree with that. I think he's been way more fed up with the media many, many times over 2 decades.
Yeah.
Right now, I think he's projecting it on the media because that's what we see. We see the camera. We see the questions.
Yeah.
I think he's fed up with Antonio Brown and the situation.
Because it's something new. It's one thing if you kept going back to, and I think you said this too, if it's the civil lawsuit and they sent a news guy down there every week and they right. asked him the same question about the same stuff, then he's mad at the media, and he should be.
Yes.
Because we've already asked it.
Correct.
So, but this is all new. Every time you talk to him, it's something new. I mean, they didn't even get into, like, the Instagram post that he put up there that he had to delete. That's right. a much lesser issue. But I'm just saying, all of those things, it's new stuff with him. It doesn't seem like, despite his media session yesterday, Browns, where he sounded like a Patriot, despite that, he's still doing this stuff.
And when he has to be honest and be somewhat revealing, he generally has been over the years, when he's forced into those situations, whether yeah. it's Deflategate or Aaron Hernandez or any of the other gates or anything that's come along, he actually has addressed them. When he dismisses something, you get, I don't know, to the question, or you get, we're focused on the Jets, we're talking football.
Yeah.
He acknowledged the issue today.
Right.
He acknowledged the questions. He didn't say, I don't know. He said, it's a big picture question. Everything is important. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Either Antonio Brown is already gone, or at the very least, he is on the absolute ropes of all ropes.
Well, Shime's got the breaking news sounder ready to go. So if it happens between now and 2 o'clock, you'll hear it here first on WEEI. We have the latest here on Antonio Brown. He had text messages, which are being deemed intimidating. They apparently happened on Wednesday night. Klemko has that entire story on Sports Illustrated. Bill Belichick had a very quick press conference and his second walk-off, thanks to Antonio Brown. We're talking about it with you. We also have Michael Irvin coming up at 12:30. This is Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.